storybook type series going on, and we're going to have to play out the seventh chapter, and the seventh chapter was probably the greatest one of them all.
Morris delivers. Gant takes strike three. A fastball. Got him looking.
He wanted the ball. He wanted it, and he wanted. He went right after those guys. It was an unbelievable job that Jack did.
Part of me just said, Jack, there's no way you're going to lose, and I just didn't want to accept anything less than that.
Congratulations to MVP Jack Morris and the world champion Minnesota Twins from WCCO Radio.
I'm so excited!
Here with the Minnesota Twins Radio Network as we continue with our coverage of the Twins victory celebration and salute from the Metrodome, where Ted Robinson and yours truly, Tim Russell, are awaiting a report from Mike Woodley in the beginning of festivities. Ted Robinson had a chance to talk to Jack Morris after game number 7.
Morris has to be one of the greatest pitching performances in a World Series game ever. How do you feel?
Well, it was a great game. It was a great series, and it was just great to be a part of it. These fans here in Minnesota and the fans in Atlanta saw two teams that were so evenly matched. It's unfortunate somebody had to lose, but dang it, being from Minnesota and seeing what's going on here tonight, it's great to be a part of.
What are the emotions right now? You took a victory lap. You just led the team in that. When you see these people respond, what's your reaction?
My reaction is, as a kid growing up here, I remember what it was like when the Twins were in the 65 series, and I remember what it was like when the Vikings were in 4 Super Bowls, and how much I bled and felt for them when they didn't win. And I don't know, a part of me just said, Jack, there's no way you're going to lose, and I just didn't want to accept anything less than that.
How much of you did you leave out there last night, or tonight?
Well, I left what I had left in me. You know, I'm sure tomorrow I'm going to be a little stiff, but my mechanics have been great all year long, and that's why I'm able to get the kind of stuff I had tonight after 3 days' rest.
Jack Morris talking to Ted Robinson. And, Ted, it looks like they're getting geared up in the Metrodome.
Well, the players are all there. We know that. The parade has ended, and the players are, I'm sure, being congregated right now underneath the stadium, and they'll make an organized, orchestrated entrance onto the field. Bob Casey and the bands and all seem to be getting everybody whipped into a rather appropriate state of frenzy.
Tell me the scene. A lot of folks who perhaps watch CBS television coverage of the game missed a lot of what went on the field after the game. Tell me what was going on there.
Well, as the game ended, of course, there were two mob scenes, one around Dan Gladden at home plate and the other around Gene Larkin at first base. Eventually, those two mob scenes congregated in the middle of the infield. And in the words of several players, the players actually stayed on the field longer this year than they did after Game 7 in 87. And it was just a massive scene of hugging and I would guess within 3 or 4 minutes of the end of the game, Tim, all the wives that were at the game were ushered down to the field, and family members and players began looking around trying to find their particular spouses and family members of the group. And I had to be 20 minutes on the field. Jack Morris finally led the team in a victory lap around, and it was an unbelievable sight for, I guess, maybe 30,000 of the crowd that stayed for that length of time.
And as you pointed out, it's very similar to the welcome home ceremony they had when the Twins won in 87 in the ALCS. And they had to go back to the Dome, and they had a chance to see the fans that had showed up there. That's kind of what we're looking forward to today. Brooke Alvin is on hand now with a first-hand report. Brooke, where are you?
I am still in the Metrodome along with about 55,000 other people, Tim. It is incredible. The Homer Hankies have returned to the Thunderdome. Thousands of fans here expected for today's victory salute. Right now, cheerleaders are on the field. A giant Homer Hankie is on the field. Stage is set up. Chairs are set up for the Twins players. Scheduled to start at 2, but right now it's, I guess, about 2:16. Nothing has started yet. The crowd, of course, is a lot of people arriving late, still trying to find their seats, so it is a busy atmosphere without the pressure of the game itself. With me now, we have people, of course, Minneapolis, St. Paul residents here. Other people, though, I've talked to from Rochester, and I have a family here now from Rogers, Minnesota. Cindy Gibbs has taken her darling youngsters, out of school today. 7-year-old Nicholas and 9-year-old Rosalind left their Rogers classrooms today, and they're very excited to be here. I'll let Cindy tell us why exactly you came here today.
We came here today because the kids are old enough to really have a lot of fun today and get to see the Twins, and oh, this is too much fun. They were too little back in 1987, and now they're going to be able to remember this for the rest of their lives.
And Cindy told me before we went live in the interview that they did not have a chance to get to postseason play. And so this is especially important for the youngsters who got to watch it and listen to it, but not in person. So they are at the Metrodome today. Do you mind, Rosalind, if I ask you just, she has a darling pair of twins glasses on. Tell me your thoughts on being here today.
It was cool. My mom surprised me last night, and I didn't think we were going to get to go. When we were seeing what they did last time, mom pulled out the tickets, and I called all my friends.
So Rosalind Gibbs, one of the lucky ones. Her other friends at Rogers might not be so lucky to be here today. A lot of excitement building. We'll keep you updated on when the festivities do begin here as the victory salute celebration to the world champion Minnesota Twins. Reporting live for the Metrodome, Brooke Alvin, WCCO Radio News.
Thank you, Brooke. Tim Russell, Ted Robinson, and we were speculating about how many kids might have been out of school today. In 87, they had quite a turnout of kids downtown, some 700 out of Moundsview High School in the Twin Cities area, 1,700 students and 2,000 of Anoka's High School's 2,700 students skipped class to attend the parade, and I think the unattendance was just about as great today.
I was going to say, we might have an easier time, Tim, projecting the number of kids that are still in school for the end of the day.
The situation today is that the kids were able to attend the Twins celebration as long as they had a note from their parents excusing them from class. And as in St. Paul schools, that's the way that most schools were treating the celebration in Minneapolis. Ted Robinson and Tim Russell on WCCO and the Minnesota Twins Radio Network coverage of the celebration in honor of the 1991 world champion Minnesota Twins.
Before art, there must be preparation. A musician tunes his instrument, a composer studies the score, and a cook stuffs or seasons the main course. But in today's world, where time is at a premium, a cook may need a little help. That's why Byerly's presents specialty meats. Byerly's takes poultry, veal, beef, lamb, pork, even seafood, and delicately seasons or stuffs them. Specialty meats from Byerly's are like a finely tuned orchestra. They're ready to present a spectacular performance. You just need to compose the menu. Byerly's.
Experienced cooks recognize the continent name for quality and authenticity. After all, when preparing meals, you expect nothing but the best. That's what Contadina uses. Only California's best tomatoes. And you see that every time you use Contadina tomato paste, tomato sauce, stewed tomatoes, or whole peeled tomatoes. Contadina is handpicked by good cooks. And this week, Contadina of the Nestle Food Company is pleased to welcome Contadina's own Chef Roberto to Byerly's Cooking School. He'll be providing free cooking demonstrations, so don't forget to look for the full line of Contadina products featured this week at Byerly's.
With the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing.
Puckett hits a long drive. This one's gone way back. Line drive homer for Kirby. 1-0 Twins, his fourth home run of the year. And he really got all of that one.
With the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Minnesota Twins victory parades and salutes at the Metrodome on the Minnesota Twins Radio Network. I'm Tim Russell along with Ted Robinson. And Ted, it looks like the players are just about to start the festivities.
Well, the first family of the Twins, the Pollad family, Carl and Eloise, their three sons and families are leading the procession. And as best as we can see, the players now are beginning their walk onto the field with all their families. The people better get out there fast. The people are going nuts. They need to see him.
Maybe we could go to Mike Woodley and get a scene setter from the floor of the Metrodome. Michael.
And the players are walking through along with their families, Tim and Ted, and waving at the crowd. The toilet paper flying from the audience. In fact, I just got hit in the back with one. I guess that happens at these things. It's a great sight. The fans are giving the warm welcome to the players. And again, it is very much, according to those I've talked to, like when they returned from Detroit as American League champions in 1987. This is a formal way to say thank you. And as you can hear, the fans are giving their thanks to their team, the Minnesota Twins World Champs.
Thank you, Mike Woodley. They're going to be kind of hot under the collar because most of the players have been sitting out in this sub-freezing situation, actually 33 degrees in the Twin Cities area for most of the morning, and you can see them shedding clothes as they come into the Metrodome trying to get comfortable in the 72 degree heat.
Yeah, they probably went downstairs and had a burning fire and some coals to heat them up for a little while before they came out on the field.
Bob Casey, the broadcast announcer for the Metrodome, is getting things underway. Let's join him.
Ernie Anderson, Ernie Carlson.
ready.
Here's the governor of the state of Minnesota.
Are we ready?
Governor Arne Carlson.
You bet. All right, are we going to welcome the Twins home today? Are the Twins the best team in baseball? Now, when they come in, we're going to give them the most rousing welcome ever, right? Now, let me now at this time bring up the mayors of Minneapolis and St. Paul, Don Fraser, Jim Scheibel, come on. All right. Now let me.
Shouts that we want the Twins. The governor of Minnesota trying to make a presentation to the mayors of Minneapolis-St. Paul. The crowd in no mood for politics.
They've been waiting a long time for this.
On behalf of all the people of Minnesota, here is the proclamation. The entire United States owes many sleepless nights, tension headaches, and chewed fingernails to the 1991 Minnesota Twins and the Atlanta Braves. We have all witnessed the most thrilling seven-game World Series in modern baseball history, with three extra inning games, four games determined by the last pitch, five games decided by one run, and five games decided by winning teams the last time at bat. That's right. The 1991 Minnesota Twins, by going from worst to first, have once again proven that anything is possible.
You're listening to a proclamation being read by the governor of Minnesota, Governor Arne Carlson. We'll be back with continuing coverage of the salute to the Minnesota Twins at the Metrodome in 2 minutes on the Minnesota Twin Radio Network.
Thursday, November 14th, the Minnesota Orchestra welcomes song stylist Michael Feinstein to Orchestra Hall.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see.
Michael Feinstein's voice and piano bring timeless American pop songs to life, turning concert halls into intimate cabarets. The music of Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, the Gershwins, and other great writers has never been in more capable hands. Time magazine called Michael Feinstein the brightest star on the cabaret circuit, and the Wall Street Journal headlined, "Nobody does classic pop better." And his elegant vocal and piano style speak for themselves.
You say either, and I say either. You say neither.
For an evening of great songs and high style, join Michael Feinstein at Orchestra Hall on Thursday, November 14th. One show at 8 p.m. Good seats are still available at the Orchestra Hall ticket office, 1111 Nicollet Mall in downtown Minneapolis. To order by phone, call 371-5656.
Fact. Last year, one out of every three companies who filed payroll taxes was fined for errors. Considering there were over 500 statutory changes to payroll tax rules and regulations, it's not surprising. That's why more and more small businesses are changing to ADP. With over 42 years of experience, ADP provides the expert management your payroll demands, like payroll checks, W-2s, and payroll tax filing. We handle state and IRS inquiries, too. And if we make a mistake filing your payroll taxes, we pay. The best thing about ADP, you can purchase our payroll services for as little as $40 a month. And look for our special free offer in the mail. If you haven't received it, simply call us at 1-800-CALL-ADP, extension 37, and we'll send it to you right away. That's 1-800-CALL-ADP, extension 37.
This is continuing coverage of the Minnesota Twins' victory salute at the Metrodome. Let's go to Mike Woodley on the floor of the Metrodome.
And I'm joined by Sidney Hartman, and we're just waiting for the Twins while all this politicking's going on.
Well, they booed Governor Carlson pretty good when he first started, and they start chanting, "We want Twins, we want Twins," and I think maybe the fans came here rather to see the politicians, and I suppose the two mayors are going to get up, make some kind of a plaque, too, but they'll get booed, too. The people are here to see the Twins, and I'm glad of one thing. They got a ton of policemen and state patrol and everybody else.
We should go to Carl Pohlad now, who is at the podium. They finally got the politicians off. Let's bring on the owner.
Yeah. How much we appreciate all you fans that have supported us throughout the year. We couldn't have done it without you, and I might add we're going to try and do it again next year to make it the third time.
And now let me bring up the rest of the Pohlad family, Jim and Mary Pohlad. Bob and Becky Pohlad. And Bill Pohlad. And now some of the executives with the Twins organization, first and foremost, Jerry and Phyllis Bell.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you very much. One thing I'd like to say is people have often asked, how can the team go from last place to first place? I can tell you the way it starts is with good people. Our players, best people to ever put on a uniform and play the game of baseball, and that's how it starts, with their families and with the players themselves working hard to do a good job at whatever they do. That's how they've become number one, and everyone can take an example from that. Thank you very much.
President Jerry Bell of the Minnesota Twins. Let's pause for 10 seconds for station identification here on the Twins Radio Network. You're listening to WCCO Radio, St. Paul, Minneapolis. We're back with live coverage of the Minnesota Twins victory salute at the Metrodome. Bob Gephardt taking the microphone now, Ted Robinson.
And Bob Gephardt speaking on behalf of Andy McPhail.
New additions to our ball club, the young players from our minor league system, and the ball players that have been here in the past. We have the world champion Minnesota Twins. Thank you.
Here's Governor Carlson again.
And now representing the Twins management, Howard and Yvonne Fox. Howard, come on up.
They're introducing the executives, Ted, of the Minnesota Twins organization, and of course the fans are awaiting the players' arrival.
They're being as civil as they can, given the circumstances.
We'll be back in just a moment with our continuing coverage of the Twins' victory parade and salute from the Metrodome on the Minnesota Twins Radio Network. Back in 2 minutes.
We're talking to Steve Hoff, president of the Hoff Jewelry Company. Steve, this area's most extraordinary jewelry event starts Wednesday, October 30th.
Craig, it's the Hoff Jewelry Company's $1 million remount extravaganza. It's the area's largest and most complete diamond remounting event ever. We have over 1,000 of the most sought-after ring designs you'll ever see. For 4 days only, Hoff's own master craftspeople will create the ring you've always wanted by using your own diamonds. Plus, you'll save 40% or more on the mounting and any additional diamonds you might need. It's a great feeling to see your old diamonds mounted in a brand new ring, and most can be set, sized, and ready to wear while you wait.
Plus, everyone saves 40% or more on the ring they've always wanted.
Haas Million Dollar Diamond Remount Extravaganza starts Wednesday, October 30th at Burnsville Center, Thursday at a Rosedale Commons location, Maplewood Mall on Friday, then Northtown Mall Saturday. Don't miss it.
The Hoff Jewelry Company. Since 1938, we've been the diamond specialist you can trust.
Aliolo hits a long drive to right field. Way back, it is a home run.
Relive the 1991 Minnesota Twins season all the way through the final out of the 1991 World Series. Minnesota Twins, the 91 championship season. Available on high-quality cassette and compact disc. Minnesota Twins, the 1991 championship season is filled with thrilling Twins highlights as heard on WCCO Radio. Plus, a special look back to past great Twins moments.
A drive deep to left, way back, and it's a home run!
And even the best from Halsey Hall.
Holy cow, can you imagine that?
Minnesota Twins, the 1991 championship season, a great gift for Twins fans and for family and friends out of state. This one-hour cassette tape is just $5.95. Compact disc, only $10.95. To order, telephone, toll-free, 1-800-234-8458. Major credit cards accepted. Add $2 each for shipping and handling.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage of the Twins' victory celebration, the world champion Twins. Tim Russell with Ted Robinson on the Minnesota Twin Radio Network.
And they're beginning the introductions now of some of the team members. And I see Mike Woodley, the score from Game 7 is still up on the Metrodome scoreboard.
It is, and Tom Kelly is reaching the podium. And as you can tell, the people here are loving TK. They're quiet but very effective manager of this club. TK has taken the podium, and he's wearing his, what is that, a leather or a suede jacket, Sid?
I've never seen TK wave and be so emotional. Now he just knocked the Timberwolf mascot down.
Crunch just got crunched to the carpet.
TK, never been emotional, but been pretty emotional the last couple days.
The rest of the players will soon follow, but right now the manager is taking the podium. I'm not sure if he's going to say a few words. Looks like he's just having a good time. He was freezing earlier.